Thanks for joining us today. I am joined by Robert Bruce, who is a portfolio manager at Acorn Investment Management. Rob, it's
morning,
good
Tom.
To talk to you. Good morning to you. Now, Acorn is focused on a particular part of the investment universe that historically or traditionally would have been quite difficult for the average investor to access.
That's right. We're focused on emerging companies, Tom, which are quite different to what you can access in the small or large cap market. They're very different in terms of their makeup, in terms of industry diversification. There are very few banks, insurance or property heavy companies, a lot more mining, energy and IT companies, and they're quite diversified. So we have a universe of 1,700 companies to invest in. They're also quite different in terms of their makeup. They're more emerging. So by reference, 60% of the companies we invest in have revenue less than 10% of their market cap. And as such, they're growth companies, and they're quite capital. They've got quite a capital-hungry appetite there. So yes.
So would it be unreasonable to categorise this group as being reasonably speculative?
I wouldn't say necessarily speculative from our point of view. We try and remove that speculative element. I would say they're volatile. They have a higher degree of volatility than larger cap companies. So what Acorn Capital does, we try and manage that volatility through diversification. So we're diversified across all industry sectors, and we diversified by number of stocks too. So we've got an experienced team of portfolio managers and research analysts that are targeting specific industries. And we're trying to use bottom-up stock selection process to pick the best companies that are going to outperform their peers over the medium to longer term. We also think that a portfolio of 80 companies is the appropriate way to construct a portfolio of diverse of emerging companies. That gives us the ability to take smaller positions in emerging earlier stage companies. And as they grow, kick off milestones, our conviction rises and they can increase in size in the portfolio as the risk reward profile improves.
So I suppose one thing that goes unsaid a little bit in this space is that this involves a lot of one-to-one contact with the companies when you're putting this picture together. Give us an example of how that process works.
Definitely. So particularly in the unlisted environment where we put together our portfolio team with our private markets team, we spend a lot of time analysing the management, their track record, the sustainable competitive advantage of a company. And it really you only get that through detailed working with management, their peers, their competitors, their customers, their suppliers. And that's how we form our view on both the quality of management, the quality of business that they're bringing to market, and the opportunity there for Acorn to invest.
So give us a sense of what type of industries you're paying most attention to at the moment.
Well, at the moment, the ones that we're quite attracted to, I'd say EdTech is a strong pervasive theme there. We've got exposures there through Red Hill Education and Janison, which is doing the online version of the NAPLAN test, which is quite pertinent and will increase over time. In the biotech space, we're quite attracted to a couple of companies, one in particular called Talix Pharmaceutical, which is targeting a new type of targeted radiography for prostate and kidney cancer. Quality resource stocks we're attracted to too. The lithium market has been oversold in our view, and we think that particularly Kidman Resources is a very strong play in that space. They're some of the stronger pervasive themes that we're watching at the moment.
Okay, so give us a sense of how the funds have been performing over the course of recent times.
Yeah, so we do listed and unlisted investments, and since 2009 we've invested $184 million into 47 investments. We've realised 25 of them at a return of over 25% IRR. And over the last year, Acorn Capital ACQ, the listed investment company, has delivered 34.2%, which is about 12% above the small ordinaries. So we're naturally very pleased with that, especially pleased because it's come from all sectors, not reliant on any particular one. And I think the strategy does work over the medium term too, and that's proven out. We've delivered 21% return over the last 3 years, which is above the small ords, 16.9%. And shareholders are now benefiting from that performance because we're offering a 5.6% fully franked cash dividend yield, which is quite appealing to investors.
So we're looking at a pretty volatile political environment when it comes to the domestic picture. Yep. When you look at the broader macro picture, there's a lot of uncertainty being created by emerging Asian economies. How does that influence your thesis making when it comes to the medium term?
Well, I think for the medium term, we still like exposure to Asia, but I think it goes back to our diversification strategy. We're going to provide investors with an opportunity to get a very diverse strategy and not being overly exposed to one particular theme or one particular Asian market, etc. So we're a cost-effective way for investors to access particularly unlisted company opportunities that are otherwise too hard or too expensive through other structures for them to access.
Rob, it's a fascinating universe that you're working in. Thanks very much for your time today.
All right, thanks, Tom.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.